Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com. This is your daily industry news update for February 28, 2018. In today's news, Mitsubishi Electric will begin operating a plant in South Korea. A large project that includes a 30-plus story building is given the okay in London. A busy rail station in India will get new escalators. Improper escalator use in Las Vegas leads to critical injuries. And new elevators are included in plans for the Houston Criminal Courthouse.
Mitsubishi Electric Corporation subsidiary Mitsubishi Electric Korea Company plans to begin operating a new $27 million U.S. dollar factory in the Incheon Free Economic Zone of South Korea on March 1st. Including an R&D center and a 95-meter-tall test tower, the facility is expected to expand current production capacity by 2.5 times to 4,000 units annually. The new 19,070 square meter factory employs approximately 120 and is expected to help Mitsubishi Electric expand its global business and increase its market share in South Korea. The focus will be on both high-speed, high-rise elevators for regions like the Middle East and elevators tailored for South Korea's low to mid-rise market.
The Architects Journal reports planning permission has been granted for a major mixed-use development on 11 hectares in Newham, East London, that will include 1,020 homes, a school, shops, offices, community, and leisure space. Patel Taylor is the developer of the former Parcel Force Courier Service depot site, with the application outlining 5 20-story or taller buildings and 2 in excess of 30 stories. Despite being contrary to Newham's tall building policy, it was ruled public benefits of the development will, quote, outweigh any harm caused by the scale and massing, end quote.
The New Indian Express reports Patna Junction, the main rail station for the capital of the state of Bihar in central India, is getting 2 new escalators which promise to ease passenger flow and minimize the chaos that can occur during arrival and departure times. Part of East Central Railway's overall effort to improve passenger amenities at stations across the state, the escalators are expected to be operational by the end of March.
The Mercury News reports a 21-year-old man was critically injured after he attempted to slide down an escalator handrail at a shopping and entertainment complex in Las Vegas in the early morning hours of September 24th and fell from the second floor. Witnesses and security footage indicate the man was intoxicated. He was taken to a local hospital and listed in critical condition. A police official says such accidents can be avoided by always using amenities, such as escalators, as intended.
The Houston Chronicle reports a new bank of at least 3 elevators is part of a plan Harris County officials are considering to make the storm-damaged and inefficiently laid-out Harris County Criminal Court building in Houston more accessible and inviting. District Clerk Chris Daniel tells the source an elevator traffic analysis determined peak loads, times, and destinations. A new open floor layout on the first floor will put passengers in a line, similar to at an airport, and they will choose the elevator based on their destination to floors 2 through 10 or 10 through 20. Flood damaged by Hurricane Harvey in 2017, the facility contains nearly 40 courtrooms and the district attorney's and public defender's offices. For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.